Hey, this is David Rovics with another episode of This Week with David Rovics, making popular education popular again. Australia has a long history of being a welcoming haven for refugees. They came because they were kicked out of England for stealing a cup of tea, or they were fleeing famine in Ireland, or avoiding arrest and imprisonment in Italy. And Australia has a proud history of working-class organizing, and anti-elitist attitudes are ingrained among the general population. But the overwhelming majority of these refugees and working-class organizers I'm talking about are of European origin. This is because Australia had a whites-only immigration policy for most of its existence as a country. Australia may not be the same place it was in 1950. There are now thriving multi-ethnic cities there. But the nation's founding racism runs deep. Despite all the international conventions the country has signed, despite the fact that Australia has one of the lowest population densities of anywhere on Earth, despite all the talk of freedom, democracy, and the rule of law, both of the ruling parties of Australia disposed of the rule of law decades ago, at least as it applies to human rights. Human rights. That's the idea that humans have rights, just because they're human. Officially, almost all countries in the world agree with the concept. In practice, only Australian citizens or people flying in on a tourist visa have rights. Humans, who all fall within the UN Covenant on the Rights of Humans, and also specifically the rights of children as well, and the rights of refugees too, aren't human enough, unless they have money or enough melanin. If Australia were to honestly rewrite their immigration laws to reflect policy, this could be how they'd phrase it. Now, there has been yet another suicide in detention in Australia. Why are there so many refugees in detention in Australia, even though they've been given official refugee status? Why are they killing themselves in such large numbers? Why are they being refused medical care? One of the refugees who killed himself recently was named Omid, from Iran. He had fled his home with the love of his life. They made it to Australia, they got refugee status, and then they were detained indefinitely by the Australian Navy on a mosquito-infested, environmentally destroyed little former mining colony island with a 90% unemployment rate called Nauru. There's an ancient Persian poem called Layla and Majnun. In the poem, Majnun can't be with the love of his life, Layla, because Layla's parents won't allow it. He wanders off into the desert and goes mad as a result. If you replace Layla's parents with the Australian state, the poem works well in the modern context. When Layla met Majnun, it was at a traffic light. He handed her his number at first sight. It all happened very quickly. Soon both of them were aware that life can be so good when it's shared. When Layla met Majnun, it was convenient, it would seem, that both of them were living in the city of their dreams. They had no plan to leave and lots of plans to stay, but one day that all changed and they had to go away. So Layla and Majnun together left the country. They got on a crowded boat, sailed the Pacific Sea. They were headed to Australia, a place they thought they knew. Then the Australian Navy took them to Nauru, where Layla and Majnun were kept there in detention on a tiny little island, run just like a prison, where they were told by immigration, dream all that you can, but your only pathway off this island is on a boat back to Iran. Layla and Majnun, amid the heat and damp, tried to make the best of life in a prison camp. But the strongest of foundations eventually will shake, and the strongest of hearts eventually will break. Layla and Majnun were on the island when one day there came some visitors from the UN. The next thing Layla knew, she was witness to the scene of her beloved doused in gasoline. Layla saw Majnun in a state no one should be in, bright flames rising, burning off his skin. Sometimes you can reach a point so beaten down, so tired, the only option that seems left is to set yourself on fire. When Layla met Majnun. This has been another episode of the podcast This Week with David Rovics.